mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
April 2005, already into the fourth month of 2005. This year will be over before we know it. Well, as you all obviously know, and we mentioned this on Friday, the portion of the show I did live, Pope John Paul II died, they say, Saturday, but Italian newspapers were saying that he died Friday night, but they didn't want the pontiff to die, I guess, on April Fool's Day, or wanted time to build up the suspense and give the faithful time to assemble, and so they said that he died on Saturday. Or perhaps the news reports of Friday night were wrong. They were saying that he'd had catastrophic heart failure, cardiovascular failure as well, Friday morning and Friday night. The Italian papers were reporting, and we linked to them, and Italian TV as well, that he was dead. But then I would turn on the nightly news, and they would say that, oh, he's going to die for sure. He's in his last hours. Well, if he wasn't dead yet, how did they know he was going to die for sure? I don't know. And it really doesn't matter that much. It's just that this is the kind of stuff we notice. It's like Yasser Arafat died 3 days before they said he was dead. Came out that he was dead, and then 3 days later they said, okay, he died today, and then later they admitted, okay, he really died 3 days ago. Why do they do that? I don't know, but it is interesting to have Terry Schiavo Schindler, who was a devout Catholic, die, and then 2 days later, or 2 days after she died, Pope John Paul II gets a feeding tube. It's all interesting. And again, folks, I'm not a Catholic. I guess you could call me a Protestant, but the Protestant Church is so unbelievably New World ordered and corrupt that you can just call me a believer in Christ. I do not want to get into denominations and fighting. And I certainly don't want to, but you're welcome to do whatever you want. It's free speech here on this show. Distasteful to bash Pope John Paul II right after he dies? Well, I'm getting emails doing it, so I'm sure it's going to happen. And I'm getting emails lauding him and paying homage. And this weekend, I thought a lot about this Pope and what it means to have a new one coming after the conclave that will start up in the next few weeks of the cardinals. This Pope called for a new world order, but he also really did stand up against communism actively. And George Bush Sr. tried to get him to, quote, be the chaplain of the new world order. I have the Associated Press article on that. He refused. He was against the war in Iraq, and he was even against the first Gulf War to some extent. But again, we get into the whole good cop, bad cop debate. Well, you're welcome to call in about Pope John Paul II. You're welcome to call in about Terry Schiavo. You're welcome to call in about the national ID card expansion that's held up in the Senate right now. We have a guest coming on in the second hour, this out of Cox News Service. Draft may be needed in a year, military analyst warn. And we have one of those analysts joining us, a military veteran and also a professor, well, a lawyer. Pope calls for New World Order. I've got that article I'll go over. And this story out of by Helen Thomas, screened audiences, fake news, promote Bush agenda. We got to talk about this some more. Montana's about to throw out the Patriot Act. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, fourth day of April 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. It's not about left or right. It's about right and wrong. It's about exposing this global government that is forming all around us and the police state that it's setting up. Draft may be needed in a year, military analysts warn. This out of the Arizona Republic, a report from Cox News Service. If American forces aren't pulling out of Iraq in a year, a draft will be needed to meet manpower requirements, military analysts warned Wednesday. There's a whole bunch of different military analysts and experts saying this. The Pentagon's been saying this for years. To fight a multi-front war, they're going to need a national draft. But as they set up the draft boards, as they energize and massively increase the funding for the draft boards and for the selective service, the media tells you it's a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist, even as 12 different bills have been introduced in the House and Senate in the last 3 years. We have a guest coming up who thinks we need to have a draft, and is one of these analysts quoted in this news article, in the next hour. I do want to get into the Pope. Was he New World Order, or was he anti-New World Order? Well, I've got his quotes here where he called for a world religion, and said that religions were basically all the same. And I have his quotes where he called for a new world order. But at the same time, I have it where he came out against wars. And he came out against the communists in Latin America, came out against the Russians, stood in the square, and basically backed off the Russian tanks in Poland. And Bush Sr., many years ago, asked him to be, quote, the chaplain of the New World Order, which he refused to do. So what New World Order is, or was, Pope John Paul II talking about? And again, I'm not a Catholic, folks, and I'm not going to sit here and defend Pope John Paul II any more than I'm going to defend the head of the 700 Club when he comes out and flashes the lion's paw on the cover of Time magazine, a high-level Masonic signet or communique, or when Mr. Roberts comes out and says that abortion's what China has to do with its, quote, aggressive Planned Parenthood. I mean, we have to talk about this. We have to talk about how the leaders of almost every major organization are out there pushing and promoting the New World Order. Now, I don't think that the Catholic Church is the head of the New World Order. And I've said that many, many times. I think there's a lot of really good Catholic folks out there, 900 to a billion Catholics. Some say even more than a billion. And I know the Pope is against abortion and argued against it all over the planet and argued against the UN. I know that Pope John Paul II was for Terri Schiavo and against killing her, as they did last Thursday. But at the same time, we need to be able to, or last Wednesday, excuse me, is when they killed her, 13 and a half days into her torture. At the same time, though, I mean, I do have the Pope in India, you know, getting the Hindu blessing on him. And of course, we have Bush going to Shinto shrines and clapping and conjuring the demon of the shrine and praying to Allah. I just thought you might want to know that the Bible says there shall be no gods before me. And this is not a religious program. I am Christian. I know the New World Order is Luciferian and hates true Christians. And so in that news context, we cover this issue. This is a news broadcast, though. But we do not censor you, atheists, Christians, Buddhists, in some cases, Satanists have called. If you want to talk about your views, we have free speech here on the air, 1-800-259-9231. And Helen Thomas has done it again. She's written an excellent, detailed article that was carried by the New Orleans News Channel, of all places. Screened audiences, fake news, promote Bush agenda. And I know we've talked a lot about this long before it was even in the mainstream media, that thousands of members of the press are paid thousands of dollars a month, in some cases millions of dollars a year, on average hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, to actually get faxes. They do it by fax because that's more secure. Their talking points on a weekly basis by the White House. Now, they had congressional hearings in the 60s and 70s on this. It came out that hundreds of prominent editors of major newspapers were CIA officers with top-level security clearances, being given talking points as well, planting disinformation, you name it. But now they're normalizing it. Bush says, yeah, I spent $240 million on one set of fake newscast, and we're going to do more of it. What are you going to do? I'm not talking about the public service announcements where if you smoke marijuana, you're with Al-Qaeda. Those are bad enough propaganda. Or the billboards all over the country that say report illegal guns that Bush has expanded funding for. And when that gun isn't even illegal in that area, creating the perception that it is illegal. That's good old-fashioned propaganda. This propaganda placement, though, paying for it, paying for the scripts. You know, shows like CSI with Jerry Bruckheimer, who produced the fake Private Lynch rescue. Threat Matrix 24, where they torture people every episode. the government, the Pentagon, are involved. So you're not watching liberal propaganda. You're not watching conservative propaganda. See, they know you're sophisticated, and you're going to wake up to propaganda, but then you're going to think, oh, it's liberal propaganda. It's conservative propaganda. That's only one layer, the outer layer of the onion. No, no. It goes much, much deeper. Right down to the scripts in the dramas, not just the news. Not just in the north, south, east, and west. That's where news comes from. That term, these bulletin boards they'd hang up at the telegraph stations 130 years ago in this country. Not just what you call real news, but the real propaganda, the most powerful propaganda, the most effective propaganda and brainwashing is in the sitcoms, the dramas, the cop shows, the CIA shows, the military shows, the video games. And folks, it's everywhere. You know, I just spent the last 6 months, 5 months working on martial law, so I've been taking off, not working as much on the weekend, and spend time with the family. So at night, I'd, you know, sit there in bed and turn the TV on and watch a few hours of TV, something I hadn't done in years. You know, I'm talking watch large segments of TV. I hadn't done that in years. And it's far worse than it used to be. I mean, it is just wild, the stuff I saw. I saw torture every night, flipping around through the channels. I saw propaganda, endless brainwashing. But why this is so important is they've been caught doing it, and they're just going, yeah, so what? This is the way it is now. But it isn't just they're paying for the specific shows to be full of brainwashing, to change our psychological makeup and our morals, to make us more malleable and pliable and more easily shaped into these little cookie-cutter slaves they want. What was so scary is that with this money, they also, it's an understood deal, they're paying off the news to not cover certain issues. That's also part of the payoff. Because they're paying top dollars for these. Top dollar. You're supposed to, for government-funded stuff, you're supposed to get half price. There's even federal laws on that, which I think is a bad federal law. Oh, we get double, double our money if it's government money. But you notice this is ignored in these propaganda placement type reports. So I want to go over this Helen Thomas article after some calls. Some good news: Montana legislature. This will be what, six states if they pass it to issue strong rebuke of Patriot Act. So the last couple are New Hampshire, Montana, if Montana passes this. That's a very conservative state, arguably the most conservative in the union. Fake Terry Schiavo autopsy photos circulate the internet, and what for most seasoned internet surfers unfortunately won't be a surprise, death websites have been carrying photos of what they claim to be Terry Schiavo during her autopsy procedure. The photos actually show Lisa McPherson, a woman who died in 95, from dehydration and starvation, in a case many say has links to the occult Church of Scientology. Metal storm on target with live fire demonstrations in U.S. New attack robots. I want to go over this AP article. And this thing looks so evil. It's got four big machine guns, little bitty robot, a hunter-killer robot. The problem with all this is they're going to phase out regular troops who still have some moral compass and go completely to robotic forces. Half of the ground forces, you heard me, and half of the Air Force forces, air-based forces, airborne forces, I should say properly, are going to be robotic by 2010. That's 5 years away. And we will continue as well with Michael Schiavo won't even allow Terry's parents to attend her funeral and is having it at a secret location, wouldn't let them in her last hours as well. Well, that shows what a nice guy he is, huh? And U.S. intelligence on Iraq was chaotic, incomplete, says Bush Commission. More reasons why Bush needs more power and control. So they order the CIA to lie, that's public, and then they go, see, they're not doing a good job, we need more power. You talk about spin. These guys deserve the Joseph Goebbels Award. Senate opens door to alien amnesty. Total alien amnesty. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is just one of the websites. Stay with us.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Draft may be needed in a year, military analysts warn, this shot of Arizona Republic. That's coming up. But right now, let's go straight to your calls. Let's talk to Johnny in Canada. Johnny, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
I wanted to tell you, I was talking to you last week about the concentration camps up in British Columbia, Canada. Remember, I was...
The emergency relocation centers
yeah.
for your safety, sir.
Yeah. I'm actually planning a little trip probably in the next month or two up to one of them up in Fort Nelson, which is probably the border of Yukon Territories and B.C. And I'm probably going to go with about 10 people, and we're going to try to take some video and photography of the place. I understand the
Number one, I mean, how do you even know that this is an emergency relocation camp?
Well, from what I've read on the internet, it's an actual, I don't know, concentration camp. Now, I can't prove
it. You've got to really watch stuff on the internet, I'm going to tell you right now.
Well, I know, that's the thing. That's why I want to check it out. I mean, I'm only going to waste some gas going up there.
Well, no, I think it's a good idea, but let me just give you a little bit of history on this.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to know about camps and relocation centers, my police state videos covered it. I mean, my book has the Army's official letter on it,
mm-hmm.
admitting where 12 of the camps are. I've been to emergency FEMA centers. I've got mainstream news articles posted on my website, but I noticed that all these other, not all, but 90% of the, quote, websites that expose camps,
mm-hmm.
they're always putting out disinfo and just making stuff up, which I can't ever figure out. Why not talk about the real stuff?
Yeah. Well, I don't see a harm in trying.
Oh, no, I think it's good that you're going to check this out.
But, you know, a lot of them, like from this one here, is actually, I think I sent you the link before. I'm not sure if you saw it. It's a whole bunch of American and Canadian camps. And basically, I mean, it doesn't show you a roadmap how to get there. But
well, they've said in England, they've said in the U.S., quote, there's a big attack. They may have to put us in these emergency camps. And, of course, disarm us and have people with guns in the camps. And in Police State 2000, I had Marines training in 99 to put Americans in camps.
Mm-hmm.
They have role players, and they go, where'd you get the weapons? Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. You know, this is for domestic operations.
Well, if I get some video and I see something that's of interest, I'll maybe send you a copy of the DVD.
Thanks a million, Johnny. I really want that. Thanks for the call. No, I commend you. That's what you should do, is go check this stuff out. I mean, General Tommy Franks, last year in Cigar Aficionado, comes out and says, well, there's another terror attack. We'll set aside the Constitution in favor of a military government and martial law. So, yeah, no. I mean, when you mention you're going to check a camp out, I think that's great. It's just that so many of these that you see on the internet are not camps. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Good.
I got a couple things I want to ask you about. I know I might comment on something. One is the gun exchange program they've got going. I know on one of your websites you had over in Philadelphia where they're buying, offering $200 a gun.
Yeah, and quote, even conservative groups say, you don't need a semi-automatic. Turn it in. Yeah, that's a conservative group, and they have Baptist churches, Catholic churches, that I've seen that do gun buybacks and tell their parishioners, turn your guns in, guns are evil. I mean, this is the brainwashing.
Well, they've got talk about that going on here in Tennessee here before long, too.
Oh, no, you've had gun buybacks there. You've had them in Knoxville.
Right.
You've had them in Memphis. I've covered them.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're talking about having that again, from what I understand.
It's pathetic. It's all about training you on to see news images of cops lined up and people turning guns in.
Mm-hmm. What's the deal with Bill Clinton to run the UN? Have you heard about that?
Certainly. In fact, we reposted that last week. There's Kofi Annan's own UN found him not guilty of nepotism. Of course, that's like George Bush appointing a 9/11 commission and then calling it independent, and they find him, you know, perfectly innocent, and let's give him more power. It's the same story over and over again. And Bill Clinton has lined up seven of the G8. This has been in major publications, and he wants to be the new Secretary General of the United Nations, and it looks like that is the most probable outcome.
Okay.
And there's talk of Annan leaving a year early next year.
All right. Now, the other thing I'm going to ask about, and I'll let you go, here in my little town, little community, less than, I guess, 2,000 people, we've had a big quarrel here about a prison and a little county here. And so far we've been able to fight it off, everything. But
is it a state or federal prison?
It's a federal prison.
Well, there's your camps. I mean, we've gone from 1.3 million in prison 10 years ago to 7 million in prison today.
Right.
So what's your question about the prison?
Well, as much as you've covered them, does the name Michael Ratkovich and Associates mean anything?
No, it doesn't ring a bell, but is it... What security level is it?
I have no idea.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. Good to hear from you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you're a small business owner, you know small business loans can be hard to come by. So who can you turn to get up to $150,000 in working capital in as little as 7 days? You call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant provides money of all kinds to small businesses against their future credit card processing sales. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of $5,000 or more per month, you may be qualified to get up to $150,000 in working capital. So call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714. Use the money to buy more inventory, advertise, expand your operation, pay taxes, and more. There are no closing costs, no application fees, or financial statements needed at all. And we approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Defending liberty, resisting tyranny. 110% Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And the websites are prisonplanet.tv. Infowars.com, Infowars.net. We're going to go to John and Bill and Marilyn and Don and John and many others that are patiently holding. You know, I'm kind of glad this happened. I had this guest set up last Friday when this article came out, and the guest is rescheduled till Thursday or till Wednesday, if I'm even able to have him on then, because I've got other guests lined up for that day. Concerning this article, draft may be needed in a year. Military analysts warned this out of Cox News Service, carried by the Arizona Republic. But I'm still going to cover this article in the next hour, but that'll give us more time to take your calls and cover this extremely large stack. You know, I was chomping at the bit Friday to get on air, so I did a segment live maybe once or twice a year. The digital lines from Austin, Texas to Minnesota go down, and it happened right at the start of the broadcast Friday. We even have a backup location. I didn't go to the backup location. I just ran a rebroadcast because we'd had so many requests for those two interviews I'd done earlier in the week with Jim Tucker and then also with that CFR member about torture. So we re-aired that. But I was chomping at the bit to comment on the imminent demise of Pope John Paul II. on Michael Schiavo's saying he wouldn't allow the parents even to the funeral or to know where she's buried. Talk about abusive. Or how he wouldn't allow them in to see her in her final hours. Just very evil. And I've got just a bunch of other news left over from Friday I didn't get to. Plus, masses of news from this weekend. Good news, bad news, national ID card news, total amnesty for illegal aliens news, information about the Minutemen on the southern border, and the Mexican gangs and troops saying they want to kill them. But number one, I want to take your calls. I know you want to get involved on air. So what we'll do is I'm going to take 10 calls in a row here in just a moment, quickly. I'm going to go to you quickly. So you can have two questions or two comments. Or you can scream at me for 90 seconds. Total free speech, but I got to limit your time. That means I got to limit my commenting on the interesting things you always say. We take more calls than any other of the other Patriot shows out there because I believe in your calls. I enjoy hearing from you. But that's a catch-22. It means I can't give you 10 minutes to run on at the mouth like I do. All right. Before we run out of time, my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. It is my best video. It is over 3 hours long on DVD. Yes, a little over 3 hours long on DVD, 2 hours, 35 and a half minutes, roughly, on VHS. It is the best video I've ever made. The reviews are overwhelmingly, well, not overwhelmingly, 100% positive. We have posted all the reviews. Anything negative, I'm still asking. You want to send me a negative review? We'll post it on PrisonPlanet.tv. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day, and you can get a monthly or a yearly subscription on our secure shopping cart, get your own private passcode. You can sign up with PayPal or via credit card. You can watch my new video in its entirety, plus the DVD extras, all 3 hours, my weekly TV report I do every week, my best audio interviews from the radio show, special video interviews I do that you don't see on TV, or in my films, only place you can get some of this stuff, like the Dean Haglund interview, are on PrisonPlanet.tv. My book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other books, a bunch of other videos. Folks, one ebook usually costs $5-6. You get like 10 ebooks, dozens of films, hundreds of TV reports, hundreds of audio interviews, hundreds of special text reports. PrisonPlanet.tv, it is just an insanely good deal. And that's because we just want it to pay for itself. That's the goal. And still about half the video we put out is for free, and you can go watch it even if you're not a member. But for exclusive total access, PrisonPlanet.tv. But the DVD is out. The DVD of Martial Law is out. You need to get this DVD. It's a DVD 9, double layer, so you don't lose any of the quality. High-quality DVD. It's amazing. I'm very proud of it. It covers the latest police state developments, what really happened on 9/11, and the occultic background of the New World Order, the Schwarzenegger Nazi connections, the Bush Nazi connections. It's unlike any film you've ever seen. You got to get it. The toll-free number to order is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or 888-253-3139. All right, let's go straight back to your calls quickly. John in Ohio, go ahead.
Oh, I got so much to say. I hope you'll give me time.
You got 90 seconds.
Oh, geez. It won't work, but I'll try what I can. I support much of what you say. I have donated to you, contributed. I've endorsed and plugged your website on talk shows. But I have some serious disagreements, and I have to say there are three issues I want to talk about. The Pope, government-sponsored terrorism, and a third topic.
Well, see, this is an exception. Since you disagree with me, you get 2.5 minutes, but go ahead.
Okay, I think on the issues that I disagree with you, and it's heartbreaking to me, that you're working at cross-purposes to your own stated objectives of opposing the globalist New World Order criminals. In regard to the Pope's position during the 80s, for instance, I don't see him in any way as an opponent of the New World Order. He was an ally of the military-industrial complex, the CIA, and the neocons in the Reagan-Bush administration. Carl Bernstein.
I know. It's admitted that he secretly met with the CIA routinely.
Right.
That's admitted.
Yes, and coordinating their operations to overthrow the Eastern European countries. At the same time that he was... ignoring the fact that these neocons in the Reagan-Bush administration had killed hundreds of thousands of people through their death squad regimes in Central America, even murdering American nuns and priests, the Archbishop Romero of El Salvador, when he implored the United States to stop sending these arms that he said were slaughtering their people. He was slaughtered by a CIA-trained death squad. At the same time he was doing that, he was aligning himself with the Contra terrorist through his support for a right-wing reactionary bishop in Nicaragua.
Let me just stop you. I mean, look, understand, I'm not here. I said we can get your views on Pope John Paul II. Okay? Now, at the same time, though, he's been against, he was against the Iraq War.
Yes,
I'm just trying to be fair here.
Well, I think he evolved in the 90s to the point, and that could even be interpreted by the fact that he represented a much larger audience than the American military-industrial complex. He represented the entire world, Catholic membership in Europe, probably more, who the world saw these crazies and the neocons and even the former Ray McGovern type of CIA officers called them the crazies, that he couldn't even be associated with them in something as outrageous as what's
going on. Okay, you wanted to talk about government-sponsored terror. Finish up.
Well, the point I'm making is in the Operation Northwoods, you always point out that that was directed to murdering Americans to frame up the enemies of globalism. But you don't mention that that enemy specifically was Cuba. So Cuba is
Well, I do, too. I mean, I mention that all the time, and in my film I do.
You mention in a very vague way the enemies of globalism, but you do not specify the only specific target of Operation Northwoods was Cuba. And that, I think, ignores the fact that Cuba has been opposing the New World Order.
Listen, John, I gave you
a point.
Got to let you go, and then I got a comment for 30 seconds. Listen to me. This is how the left and right get caught in the same treadmill, this little eddy pool, this whirlpool. We got to get out of it. The communists killed over 100 million people, hundreds of thousands in Cuba, over 50 million in Russia, 50 million plus in China, over a million, Pol Pot, 2 million, North Korea, millions. The New World Order, the globalist bankers, and this is history, funded the communists. And you don't get that, and you don't understand they play both ends. And you don't understand that. And you don't get that. I'll say the Contras are bad, but I'll also say that the FARC are bad. The communists are bad. They're all a bunch of thugs. They're thugs, folks. It's government. Government's bad. Government's dangerous. Government's got to be restricted. Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. Hey, I am Catholic and have been so my entire life. I go back to my college days.
I want to get Hutton Gibson on.
That's what I was just going to tell you.
He's the real expert on this. In fact, instant message my wife for the folks running the show. Instant message her and tell her, call Hutton, see when we can get him on.
All right. Now, don't take this off my time.
John, I won't. Go ahead.
John Paul II was an infiltrator. I believe he was a sleeper. He came into the Catholic clergy during the time of the switch between the Nazis and the communists. When there were bishops, cardinals, and archbishops being persecuted behind the Iron Curtain, he was allowed to go wherever he wanted. Where did he go? He came to Harvard and received awards. He was a darling of the New World Order right from the start. Now, what they have done by their infiltration is changed 2,000 years of Catholic truth, Catholic dogma, the sacraments and everything else. He has set up a cardinal, a college of cardinals that's rigged. You talk all the time about rigged elections. This next one, unless God intervenes, is going to be even worse than what's transpired. So for you Catholics out there that would talk about John Paul being the Pope of the Church, he's not. He is a creature of this satanic system that is destroying all of God's true teachings, and everything that he has done has been in favor of promotion of the New World
Order.
Well,
he has promoted the New World Order, and he has promoted one world religion. I have his quotes, but let me ask you, why was he then against the Iraq War? Is that good cop, bad cop?
Yeah, and I would also say that he does take, well, even though he condemns Marxian position, but Paul VI, John Paul II, they take pretty much a socialist Marxian position on these things. Even when he takes an issue like abortion, it's not we are violating God's law against murder. We are doing something against mankind and against humanity. Everything is from a humanistic viewpoint.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's talk now to Marilyn in Mass. Marilyn, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
I would like to ask your comment on late Friday afternoon. I heard a shortwave program that said President Bush is going to resign at the end of April. Have you heard such a thing? And if so, what does it pretend?
I don't believe that. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who said that, but I just...
Okay.
That sounds pretty ridiculous.
Thank you. Thanks. I enjoy your program, and thank you so much for doing it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that call. Anything else? Thank you, Marilyn. I would add this so I don't run out of time and forget. One reason I was chomping on the bit to get on the air Friday was I'm listening to Bush give a speech that morning. And he says, oh, see, the CIA gave us bad information about Iraq. That's why I've got to reorganize everything and expand and get more funding. Boy, they're really bad over there. And the CIA just puts up with it. They've got Porter Goss, their minion of 9/11, who met with the 9/11 bagman on the morning of 9/11, General Amin Ahmed, who wired $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. Dick Cheney went 10 times to the CIA and ordered their analyst to lie. Now, this is admitted. Dick Cheney wrote in September of 2000 on the PNAC website, it's public, they even put it in hardcover, that Saddam wasn't a threat, but they could use him as a pretext to get the oil and to use Iraq as a weapons base, a military base, and for weapons sales. I mean, forget Richard Clark saying this. You can say he's partisan. Forget John O'Neill, the Treasury Secretary. What about when Dick Cheney says it? It's not Alex Jones saying it. It's not Richard Clark saying it. It's not any. It's the people in power. So, I mean, they got a lot of nerve, folks, that they go and do this, and now they've got Negroponte, the death squad commander, now is the head of all intelligence. I mean, this is scary. Don, where are you calling me from? Hello, Don, where are you calling from?
Illinois, sir.
Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. My two things. One, I just observed some strange articles when I was getting my hair cut in Maxim magazine. One of them is about, it's almost a car.
Well, too bad. I wanted to hear what you had to say.
Beg your pardon?
You're okay. I thought you were gone. Your phone's cutting out.
Oh, I apologize. It's about their new active denial system on the new Humvees, which is what I've heard you talk about. It's the microwave system.
Yes.
And it's talking about that. It's just a little cartoon almost making fun of it and telling people that it's just kind of like a joke. And in the cartoon, it shows the Marines, and they're saying, this thing won't kill nobody, so we can shoot first.
Well, if you watch Police State 2000, I have the Marines actually saying that on tape. An urban warfare drill in Oakland that I mentioned earlier, and they've got sound cannons, microwave guns, and on low, it just burns your skin.
That's exactly what it says.
But on high, it will kill you, and they have been secretly deploying these around the United States, according to declassified government documents 2 years ago.
Well, the other Maxim article, I just happened to pick up another one while I was sitting there waiting, talks about the second wave of Al-Qaeda attacks on the United States.
And they're going to attack the shopping malls,
yes,
and you better give up all your rights?
My last thing, it's something strange I observed. I was watching an old movie, Tombstone, with Kurt Russell the other night.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
What did you happen to notice where in the scene where the two cowboys come out of the bar, they're friends of his, and they're talking to him when they're first talking to Doc Holliday? One of them has a Mason necklace on.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, if you watch it.
But they were Masons, so that's
okay.
Historically accurate.
All right, I was unaware of that. Well, thank you very much, sir. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Well, I appreciate your call. Very interesting points. And what he raises is historically true. I mean, most lawmen were Masons. And then you get off into this, and again, folks, I'm not defending Masons. They're very evil at the top. But if we just bash Masons, then Masons who aren't high level get angry and think we're liars. It's compartmentalized like an intelligence agency. It's the same thing with the Jewish organizations, same thing with the Protestant organizations, same thing with the Catholic organizations. It's all compartmentalized and New World Order control. That's why the New World Order is in power. They're excellent at seizing control of the highest echelons. Order out of chaos. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 54 minutes into this hour. Got two full hours coming up. Tell you what I'm going to do with the third hour. I'm going to get Brad Friedman on from the Brad blog. He's broke some major news stories about election fraud, and it turns out we got a neocon front group arguing, quote, for voter rights, but really they're pushing for these no paper trail, electronic voting machines. But we're going to continue with your phone calls throughout this broadcast today. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to launch into Pope John Paul II called for a new world order, but he also was against the war. And then we'll get into total amnesty for the illegal aliens in Congress right now in the Senate. There's just so much coming up. But right now, let's go back to the calls. I just want to mention that martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state, for those that were waiting for it to come out on DVD, we now have the DVD, over 3 hours long, really three films in one. My best work, martial law, is now out on DVD. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Boston. Welcome, John.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. I try to make this real quick. I've been gathering some information. I found out that there is a class at Harvard University, and this class teaches the students how to debunk conspiracy theories. It teaches them the major conspiracies, if you will, and how to go about debunking them. The professor, I believe he's an attendee of Bohemian Grove. I'm going to try to get some more information on this and get it out to you.
Well, they have another professor at another Ivy League university. I forget his name, but he attacked me for an hour on C-SPAN wearing Masonic rings, flashing hand signs on TV, saying basically Bohemian Grove doesn't exist, and that's the course he teaches. And
really?
They teach that it's a mental illness, that the global government doesn't exist, even as the government calls for it, that none of this stuff's happening.
No, I know, and I have actually spoken to this person's child. She's an older person now, but you know, she actually made mention that he would talk about his friends in the Illuminati or things of that sort. So I'm really kind of interested in this. I'm hoping I gave her your film, Police State, Total Enslavement. I'm going to make her a copy of the new one, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. See if I can get maybe into the class or do something there. To go check it out, maybe get back to you with some more info on that.
Well, you know, they can run, but they can't hide. People are waking up to the New World Order everywhere right now.
It's true. I've been seeing it everywhere. People that I engage and talk with, no matter where it is, they're always interested to hear. They know something's not right. They don't know
and
what it is.
And 5 years ago, they'd laugh at you.
They still laugh at me, but some of them. But most people are really interested in your videos and your work. So I think it is, we are changing things right now. So.
We are. Thanks, people like you. Thanks for the call. Owen in Washington. Owen, go ahead.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Why don't more of these talk shows tell everyone about the Social Security issue, since it's a big public issue now?
Well, we should talk about that, because this isn't really privatization. This is going to be a looting. And I talked about privatization being a fraud last week, because it isn't real privatization.
Well, Alex, why don't we talk about the truth, and why don't we tell them that it's unconstitutional? Robert Bork, Judge Robert Bork, was on the C-SPAN and told everyone it was unconstitutional.
Well, it is. I mean, we never should have gotten into the government paying people's pensions, because they would use it to control people, and now that's happening. But now we've got our neck in the noose. We've paid into this thing, and it's kind of a catch-22.
Well, the thing is, though, people got to understand it's voluntary.
It is voluntary to a certain extent, but now the government's acting in such a criminal fashion that they'll claim that it isn't voluntary.
Yeah, I don't have a Social Security number, so that makes it hell for them.
That's a whole other area of discussion, but it is interesting. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to know why, you know, more radio shows don't bring up the fact that it's voluntary and it's unconstitutional.
Well, you just did, my compadre. We'll be right back.
The Berkey.